You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. India seeks to restrict Chinese smartphone makers from selling devices cheaper than 12,000 rupees to kickstart its faltering domestic industry, dealing a blow to brands including Xiaomi Corp, a Bloomberg report said. The move is aimed at pushing Chinese giants out of the lower segment of the world's second biggest mobile market, according to people familiar with the matter. It coincides with mounting concern about high-volume brands like Realme and Transsion undercutting local manufacturers, they said, asking not to be identified discussing a sensitive matter. Exclusion from India's entry-level market would hurt Xiaomi and its peers, which in recent years have increasingly relied on India to drive growth while their home market endures a series of COVID-19 lockdowns that crippled consumption. In another tech update, WhatsApp this week announced a host of new privacy features to give users increased control over their conversations and additional layers of protection while messaging. The Meta-owned platform said it would allow users to leave groups silently, control who can see their online status, and disable screenshots for view once messages. Two of the three new features will be rolled out this month while one is still being tested and will be introduced soon, the company said. Rolling out in August, all users will be able to exit group chats and notifications will be sent just to the admins. Presently, the entire group is alerted when that happens. Next, WhatsApp users will have the ability to hide their online status from select people and can control which contacts are able to see that or which aren't. Meanwhile, high volatility in the stock market, concerns over inflation and rate hike expectations in the past few weeks took a toll on investors, both equity and mutual funds. In the month of July, inflows in equity mutual funds dropped by 42% to rupees 8,898 crore, according to the data released by the Association of Mutual Funds in India. Despite the decline, this was the 17th straight month of positive inflow in equity mutual fund schemes. Inflows into equity mutual funds fell for the second straight month as volatility in global crude prices, persisting geopolitical issues, soaring inflation and foreign sell-off continue to impact investor sentiment, according to Deepak Jasani, head of retail research, HDFC Securities. The total assets under management for the industry rose to Rs. 37.74 lakh crore as July 31st from. Moving on, EdTech unicorn Upgrad has raised $210 million led by ETS Global, Bodytree and Singapore Skies and Management Advisors. As part of the latest fundraise, the founder group also invested $12.5 million and continues to hold over 50% of the company. The family offices of Bharti Airtel, Narottam Seksaria Family Office, and Artisan Investments, along with existing investors Temasek, IFC and IIFL, also participated in the round. Founded in 2015, the Mumbai-based company has raised at least $930 million so far, including in this round, Traxen data showed. While the company did not officially reveal its valuation, Upgrad was valued at about $2.25 billion, the data showed. The capital infusion comes at a time when funding for startups has slowed down as investors stress on profitability and sustainable growth. In another significant development, the Union government this week said that it is currently not considering any proposal for the constitution of the 8th Pay Commission for central government employees. In a written reply to a query on whether the government proposes to ensure timely constitution of 8th Central Pay Commission, Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said that no such proposal is under consideration with the government for constitution of 8th Central Pay Commission for the central government employees. In view of the erosion of the real value of salaries provided to central government employees, due to rising inflation, the government provides them with dearness allowances, which is revised every 6 months. And lastly, in the banking sector, the Indian Banks Association has asked lenders to step up internal deliberations and finalize a list of large stressed assets within 15 days for subsequent transfer to the National Asset Reconstruction Company. The IBA, which had spearheaded the NARCL initiative, has asked lead banks and consortiums to expedite deliberations on the issue of asset sale to the NARCL in joint lenders forum meetings, banking sources told FE. The move comes at a time when an informal deadline for the sale of large non-performing assets of Rs. 50,000 crore to the NARCL in the first phase has witnessed repeated extensions from March to June to September now. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.